It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Marcy Silman. When you send a text message, David, you think it's entitled to the same privacy rights as a letter that you send in the mail?
I don't know.
Well, that was a question that was put before the Washington State Supreme Court recently. And last week, a majority of the justices ruled, yes, it is. Your text messages are considered private and police need a warrant before they read them. Hani Fakhouri is an attorney for the San Francisco-based Electronic Frontier Foundation. He's been following the state cases on cell phone privacy, and he actually filed a brief in the Washington State case. So I asked him to explain last week's decision to me.
The court basically said that people have an expectation of privacy in their text message conversation. And the rationale for that really kind of comes from looking at some very traditional, probably antiquated ways of communicating. So the court noted that when a person sends a letter in the mail, they expect that the letter will be sent to the addressee, the person who's supposed to receive the letter, and that the government is not going to intercept that letter in the course of its transmission. And similarly, that, you know, when you make a phone call, you generally expect that the phone call you're having with another person is going to remain private and free from government interference, and that the same sort of expectation should apply to text messages as well.
We used to expect that those phone calls were free of government interception. I think we're in a whole new order now. How wide-reaching is this Washington State decision?
Well, it really only applies to individuals in the state of Washington, and it only really binds law enforcement that work for, you know, the Washington state or municipal government, so your state police, a city police department. So that's the immediate impact on the decision. But I will say that there are a number of courts who are contemplating not only the specific issue of expectation of privacy in a text message, even when sent to another's phone. That issue is actually alive and well in another case in Rhode Island that really relied on the lower court opinions in the Washington case. But it's also going to have, I think, some impact on other courts at both the state level and the federal level that are thinking about the expectations of privacy in new forms of electronic communications more generally. This is an area that there's been a lot of action in the last few years as people are using social media, text messaging, email to communicate instead of sending physical letters or talking on the phone. And this decision really reinforces the expectations of privacy in that form of communication. And other courts, I think, will look to see how Washington approached it and then hopefully could reach a similar result as the court in Washington did.
I'm talking with Hani Fakhouri of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. You sort of answered a question I had, which is, does a state decision, and there have been several others outside of Washington, and there are many pending, does an incremental group of state decisions have an impact on what the federal government is considering when it comes to electronic privacy? Expectations should we have at this point in time?
In Washington state, you can expect that the police cannot intercept your text messages without a search warrant or a wiretap order. Now, the issue becomes once that message is sent to the recipient, so if I send you a text message and you've received that text message, I assume the risk that you could go and tell somebody something that I said, or you could forward the message on to someone else. But at least under this new decision, I have an expectation that that message will remain private until you actually receive it, and that it won't be intercepted by the government somewhere in between.
And does that apply to the NSA as it comes to Washington State? That will build some sort of edifice for a wider expectation of privacy when it comes to our cell phones.
Absolutely. Both an edifice, but also a momentum for those other courts that haven't addressed the issue to say, you know what, we're gonna reach the same result that the Washington courts did too.
Hani Fakhouri is an attorney for the San Francisco-based Electronic Frontier Foundation. It's The Record.